he was ready to set off with the porter's assistant to search for any intruders who might still be lurking in her flat.
好，我重新组这个结构。
He was ready to set off to search for any intruders who might still be lurking in the flat with the porter's assistant.
但是重新安排之后，你发现由于 intruders 接受了定语从句 who 这个限定，我们再把 with 介词短语调置到最后，头重是脚轻不对，应该说尾巴实在太长了。所以这样的话呢，他把 set off to do 就分割开来了啊，这样依旧表达的非常清晰。他已经做好了准备，要着手和他的这个找来的那个 porter 一起去干嘛呢？所以这里的 to 名词 in order to right， 去搜查，可能依旧潜藏在公寓里面的那个 intruder。
They went through the rooms.Go through,
what do I mean? Search. 这里的 go through 就等于 search. 把整个房间检查过了。
Being careful to touch nothing.
形容词这里或者是分词做状语啊，说明胃的状态。当时他们是小心翼翼而不去触摸任何东西。Why? 注意 as 或者 for.
They did not want to hinder the place in their search for fingerprints.
那么因为他们不想阻碍警察到时候在寻找指纹的时候出现问题。The chaos or the confusion was inconceivable. 所以说这个狼藉的状态是难以想象的，不可思议的。
She had lived in the flat for 30 years and was a veritable magpie at hoarding.
还记得吗 ？Hoarding, hoard, store, storing, right? 那么她已经住了三十多年，这老太太可以说是称得上是一个地道的喜欢收藏物品的人。
So we know, as time goes on, the old lady but lacks two necessities to what? To discard rubbish, garbage, and so on. So, they collect belongings every day.
Yeah. So you can imagine. 可以设想一下，随着年龄增长，缺少了两种什么呀？非丢弃那些垃圾、一些没用的东西的这两种必要的因素，所以你可想他们家庭是一个什么样的。
So we know the old lady was a collector.
那么也称得上一个什么收藏家了。But he collected belongings as a millionaire. 做一种癖好而不是业余的严肃与爱好了。
And it seemed as though,
似乎看起来好像 it seemed as if, 在口语当中我建议大家是爱使用 as if,
everything she possessedhad been tossed out.
那么似乎看起来他拥有的一切都已经被扔了出来。那谁
?What she possessed.
对听着我把这 L 型替换掉。
And turned over and over,
都已经被仔仔细细的翻过了。
At least, sorting out the things she should have discarded years ago was now being made easy for her.
好，把这句话背出。首先我们来看这个句子的主语。Sorting out the things， 这是动名词做主语，而 she should have discarded years ago， 定语从句，在定语从句之前省略掉了一个 that 或 which、yeah。
Should have done 句型本应该
在许多年前就丢弃的一些东西啊，这里修饰 things， 所以说分类把本应该许多年前丢弃的东西分类 words 谓动词。Was now being made easy for her. 对于她来讲，这工作就很简单了。
Then a police inspector arrived with a constable, and she told them of her discovery of the ransacked flat.
Ransacked 过去分词做定语，所以这警官带着一警察来了。那他呢，给他们讲述他所发现的这个被洗劫了的公寓的事情。
The inspector began to look for fingerprints.Well, the constable checked that the front door locks had not been forced.
Let's see. The front door locks had not been broken. Got it? 那么这里的 force 就相当于 broken 了。这警察发现这个前门锁呢并没有被撬开。
Thereby proving,
因此注意 thereby,
proving that the burglars had either used skeleton keys or entered over the balcony.
所以呢，因此就证明了，所以 proving 是现在分词做状语，进一步补充说明前言内容，证明了这个夜盗行窃的人 either 要么 used skeleton keys 是使用了万能钥匙 ，or 或者是 entered over the balcony 是从阳台上翻进来的。
There was no trace of fingerprint.
好，把这语句背熟。没有发现什么的踪迹。There was no trace of something.
But the inspector found a dirty red bundle.
You know bundle? Bundle means a parcel. 这个 bundle 是捆，像我们提的一大捆干草。
A bundle of hay.
Yeah, bundle. 发现了一个红，脏兮兮的红色的包裹。Dirty red bundle. 注意修饰词，修饰顺序。
That contained jewelry, which the old lady said was not hers.
他表述的非常的具体，这个红色的包裹里面装着钻石，而这老太太说那并不是她的。Right, okay. 或者我们直接来表述。
Found a dirty red bundle that contained jewelry, which didn't belong to the old lady. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think the old lady was lucky?
But unfortunately, the dirty red bundle would never belong to the old lady. 但我觉得很不幸，这个如果不报告警察的话，可能这钻石就属于他了。
But anyway, he reported to the police station.
然而他毕竟把他报告给警察局了。
So we know the jewelry would never belong to the old lady.
所以这个钻石的再珍贵，它也不会属于这老太太了啊。
So their entry into this flat was apparently not the burglar's first job.
好像到了 first job 在这里相当于我们中文的什么了，第一次作案 right， 第一次工作他用的 job 去表示了。
因此进入到这家这个公寓，你要注意进入 enter 它的名词形式 entry。
So entry WTO， you know， 我们听新闻的话你经常会听到 entry WTO。那么进入这个公寓已经显然不是这些 burglar 的首次作案了。
And they must have been disturbed.
那么他们肯定是被怎么样？被冲撞了 ，right？
If they hadn't been disturbed, they would never have escaped out of the flat without their what? Precious jewelry.
所以是不是？如果不是没有被冲撞的话，他们也不会丢下那么珍贵的钻石就逃掉。
Apparently means obviously. The inspector then asked Ollie to try to check what was missing by the next day and advised her not to stay alone in the flat for a few nights. I should say the inspector was considerate.
我应该说这警官他想的还比较周到。
The inspector was thoughtful. Why?Because he advised the lady not to stay at home alone.
Got it? 因为他毕竟建议这个老太太不要一个人单独住在家里 for a few nights.
The old lady thought he was a fussy creature.
Right? 你发现我们这个描述，如果同学们的看法，你可能直接表达
the old lady thought he was fussy，
直接用形容词，而作者却用到了 a fussy creature， 目的就是用来加强语气。Creature 的概念是什么？生物 ，right？ Yeah， 它包括 animals， 也包括什么？可以 plants， 植物啊等等。所以你要注意，这 creature means living thing， right？ 所以这老太太觉得这警官真是大惊小怪的一人物 ，OK？
But since the porter agreed with him，
但既然这个 porter 也同意他的想法
，she rang up her daughter， she called up her daughter and asked for her help，
那么请求她女儿的帮助 ，OK， in 在什么方面进行帮助呢
？In what she described as a little spot of border.
So, in the old lady's opinion,
she had to stay at her daughter's house was a border, was a spot of border. OK,
so I should say, Western countries.Tradition and custom are quite different from ours. 对不对？想想看，这西方国家的这种风俗传统与我们国家是完全 不一样的啊。If you get into a trouble and when you decide to what stay with your children, no, it is quite common just because you are my child, right? So, and we never think of that as a spot of bother. We never think of that as a spot of bother.
我们绝对不会把这件事情看作是什么？添麻烦。
Yeah. It's your duty.
那是你的什么？责任。
Yeah. And I should say, it's your duty to support your mother.
更确切地说，那么赡养你的妈妈，那就是你的责任。
So staying with you for a few days means nothing.
所以跟你住几天，那也就算不得什么了哈。但是根据文章的这种西方国家的风俗习惯，我们先看
what she described as little spot of bother.
她把它就描述为是一个小麻烦。
Let's say, oh, excuse me, I have to bother you for a few days, right?
很抱歉，我得给你添点。麻烦了。这一课呢非常的简单，但是我们重点就突出一个表达方式。
In her sudden discovery that，
暂时强调内容啊，结合我们五十三个所学过的 in the belief that。好，这五十八课作为同学们练习口语的一个材料啊 ，So you'd better retell the story in your own words， 用你自己的话去复述这篇文章。